Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for another opportunity to bring to you this time of coming together in prayer and the study of God's Word. Tonight we have a special program. It is called Our Sweet Hour of Prayer, hallelujah, where we have those that will come together and join with us for a full hour of corporate prayer as we pray for our families and our communities, and as we pray for our churches and nations and nation and the things that are current events that's going on in our world. There is much that we are and need to be in prayer about and prayer for. And so we don't count this time lightly. We know that the prayers of the righteous avail much. We know that prayer doesn't just change things. Prayer changes everything. And when you come together and pray, there is power in corporate prayer. The Word of God tells us that where there are but two gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing upon anything that the Lord says, that it shall be done. So we just give God praise for this opportunity. We're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise to let everybody know that whatever you may be experiencing, whatever you may be going through, just know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy certainly comes in the morning, and that there will be glory after this. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We
We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
One of these prayer requests are addressed during our prayer. go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad if you have a prayer request, and we will dispatch you into the studio and make sure that we are in prayer with you and in prayer for you. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight that has a prayer request for yourself, or if you have a prayer request even for someone else, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. As you're gathering those thoughts together, I would like to thank Mother Pat Gallo, praise God, for her availing herself to pray this evening, along with Pastor Valencia Jackson availing herself to pray. We're going to ask Mother Pat if she will go ahead and start out, followed by Pastor Valencia Jackson. And then I will pray, and Pastor Jasper Whitehurst will go ahead and close a hallelujah in prayer. Is there one tonight that has a prayer request? All right. Well, praise God. Mother, we do have one. Yes. All right. Caller, your last 4 digits are 0209. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good evening. I'm asking for opportunities and for the doors to be open for my granddaughter for 23 and healing and deliverance and family members' lives.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Gloria. Healing and deliverance, family life. Amen. Well, we have that down. Thank you so much. Praise God. Is there another tonight? All right, praise God. Mother Pat, can you hear me?
Yes, and my request is that I got news that my little great-grandbaby got burned, and they are going to transfer him to the Savannah Burn Center. He's with his family, but he apparently got burned pretty bad, and he's only a year old.
Oh, my, okay, so, great. Right. Amen. We'll pray for him as well.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I have 2 prayer requests. I was just this evening, I was on the phone with Elder and Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, and while I was on the phone with her, her son actually was caring for his son, Prophetess Cutchin's grandson, and his fever had gone up to 104. And so, we got off the phone, and they rushed to take him to the hospital at that point. And I haven't heard back, but I'd like to make a prayer request to keep Prophetess Cecile Cutchin's grandbaby in our prayers. Also, I was on the phone with my sister-in-law, Elder Maddie Green, tonight, and she was experiencing some chest pain. So I ask that we all be as well in prayer for her healing as well. All right. If there are no other prayer requests, and I don't see any other one indicating that, I'm going to ask Mother Pat if you will go ahead and start us out. But if you think we will open up the opportunity again before the broadcast totally closes out. So if you have a prayer request at that time, there will be other times to share. Praise God. Mother Pat, will you go ahead and start us out tonight in prayer?
Yes, I will. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm between two different scriptures, and I want to share this. I shared earlier that what came to me, I would say, Lord, I want to believe you for the impossible.
Amen.
When man say it can't happen, God say it can. So I went into my devotion for this particular day, and the scripture was, for with God, nothing will be impossible. That's Luke 1:37.
Right.
And then tonight I was saying
Well,
I want to give God thanks because we got so many things to be thankful for no matter what it looked like. And so the scripture that I had for tonight was Psalms 95:2 of the King James Version. It said, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him praise. You know, you're learning, well, we learn or we know in the scriptures that it says that our praises stops the enemy. No matter what we're going through, we start praising God. The enemy can't stand that. He can't go through the praises when we start praising God or telling God all what he is to you, what he could be to you, or what he's doing that changes your life. And so as we always celebrated Christmas on yesterday, I took a look and reflect back on how things could have been if Jesus didn't come. We'll be a people without hope. But there is that's living day by day that has no hope. And God want to use us to spread hope. Hope to not only our family, but the body of Christ on a whole. And so tonight I want to just come before the Lord in the name of his son, Jesus, and our Lord and our Savior. Father, I come giving you thanks because you are God and God alone. Thank you that you sent your son. You sent your son that we can have eternal life. We thank you, Father God, that we can and shall believe that there is nothing too hard for you. And Lord, that your promises is that you would not withhold any good thing for your children. So we thank you tonight, oh God, for loving us when we was even unlovable to ourselves. And yet you still had mercy and you had grace for us. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, Father God, that you allow us to be your spirit speaking being upon this earth. And Father God, because you allow us to speak your word, to speak a word in season, that the people would hear and receive the word of God that's able to save their souls, the word of God that's able to deliver, the word of God that is everlasting and everlasting. Lord, Father, your word says that you establish their word in the heavens and upon the earth. And that this earth and heaven shall pass away, but your word will always be. And just as I read that there is nothing impossible unto you, O God, and we thank you. And as we come, we lift up our families, Father. No matter what our family members are doing or how they're living, we still stand in the gap and believe you for their salvation. Yeah. And for their deliverance, for their healing, oh God. Lord, Father God, we thank you that we can call on a true and a living God that's able to do exceeding above what we can even ask or think, according to the power that's in us, the faith that we have to stand upon your word and believe you, Father God. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for this time and this hour that we come together in agreement and on one accord as we lift up the prayer request, the healing of the granddaughter and the grandbaby, Lord. It's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And as I think about your word, Father God, you said in Isaiah was prophesied that your son would come and he would go through that awful beating for our healing, for our deliverance, oh God, for our provision, for our peace, Lord. And we thank you tonight. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, for the precious blood of your son. We realize, Lord God Almighty, that your word say that if the blood was not shed, we would not have no remission or forgiveness of our sin. But because it was, we can stand on your word. We can believe you, God. We can stand on your word and not doubt. You say healing is for my sisters. Healing is for my grandbaby. In the name of Jesus, healing, Father God. Every disease, every symptom has a name. It must bow to the name of Jesus. Heart condition, we command you to bow to the name of Jesus. Upon my sister, in the name of Jesus. And the first that had the high fever, Father God, we speak a word of comfort that fever will come down and normalize. In the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus upon them from the crown of their head to the very soles of their in the name of Lord. Jesus. And Lord Father, I thank you for the ministry, Lord. Thank you for Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa, oh God, that allow us this opportunity, Lord God, to cry out to you in the name of Jesus and to come in agreement, oh God, with the people of God. And that, Lord Father God, as she said in the very beginning, prayer changes things. Prayer changes us. Prayer causes us to get closer to you, oh God, and not to lean on our own understanding, but to lean and depend upon you, oh God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank and we praise you that we have a God that sits high and a God that looks down, a God that is able. Father, we thank you, Lord God, not only because you're able, it is your will. It is your love that has brought us to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord Father, I thank you that as we lift up our communities all over, so many people during this storm, this ice storm and floods and all kind of catastrophes that's gone all around. Father God, I know that you see it. You know all about it. And Lord, Father God, we just believe you, oh God, that out of every devastation, oh God, that the enemy intended for evil will turn around for the good of the people. Some of them may not even know you. But going through this, oh God, they were crowd unto you, oh God. They were crowd and ask you to save them and help them, Lord God. We not be young crying out, Lord. We humble ourselves before you because we know we can't do anything without you. We need you, Father God. We need you every minute second of our lives. Crying out, Father, in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are God and you are able. I have to say that over and over. God is able to do the impossible thing. And all we got to do is say, believe. Believe, believe, and Lord Father, we do believe. We believe that your word will not return back to you, Lord, but it shall accomplish what you sent it out to do. We believe, Father God, that as we meditate day and night in your word, we'll make our way successful in you so that we can be that those ambassadors, those disciples that go out and minister, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to call others in and to the kingdom. Lord, Father, we know that we look at the signs of time, and we know that your son will be coming back soon. We don't know the time or the hour, but you say we can discern it by looking at the signs of the time. And Lord, Father, God, it is our job to go out and compel them to come in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, Father, I thank you for the blessing of being able to pray tonight and to come in agreement with the body of believers. And we believe, Father God, of the testimony that's going to come out of this prayer meeting. Heal bodies, deliver souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord, Father, we will always be ever so thankful. And we'll come before you with praises and thanksgiving for all that you have done, will do, and what you're doing right now. In the master's name of your son, our Lord and our Savior, amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you to God be the glory. Thank you, Mother Pat, for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. God is, yes, he is the God of the impossible. Yes, that which man see as impossible. God is the God of all possibilities. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, there's nothing that is too hard for our God. So we thank God and give him all the praise. And Mother Pat, thank you again for that prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to ask Pastor Valencia Jackson. Hallelujah. Pastor Valencia Jackson, I'm going to go ahead and dispatch you into the studio now.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Pastor Lisa and Pastor Jasper, for the opportunity to be able to pray on today.
My thank scripture you.
Tonight, Psalms 81, I'm going to read verse 6 through 10, and it says, I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I rescued you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there will be no strange God among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Even in the midst as I read that scripture, there are two verses that stuck out in my mind, and that is the first one that says, I relieve your shoulder of burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress, I called you and rescued you. But the verse also that says that I answered you in the secret place of thunder. That says that God answers you in his secret place, in his secret place of the clouds where his presence lies, where he dwells. Within, even in the midst of going through challenges and difficult things, and we find ourselves in the midst of the holiday season, and it seems that is when the times of the trials and tribulations seem greater, because whether we are missing family members or whether we're having difficult times with family members, and we just desire to be even closer to them. But God says he's relieved our shoulders of the burdens. And so let us pray. Gracious God, we ask you today that you would indeed touch, oh God. Touch and minister to every person, oh God, who might be struggling with family members, family issues, oh God. And Lord, even in, as my mother prayed about her great-grandson, oh God, we ask, touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, yes. Oh God, for all of us amongst us who yes. have a desire yes. to be even closer to our family members, oh God, because we know the yes. times in which we are living in, we are going to have to depend yes. upon family members and each other, oh God. And so, Lord, yes. we pray that you would cause us to become even closer. Lord, we pray that you yes. would heal, oh God, division uh-huh. in the name of Jesus, that family will be able to come together and show love to one another.
Yes.
And Father, amen. We thank you, Father, that we can go within your prayer to your presence, oh God, and that you take care of us, all the needs and the desires that we have need of to be met. Lord, we ask you, oh God, to meet those needs. And Lord, we pray for yes. the sister who has the granddaughter. Lord, we ask that you would be touched and intervene. Be Jehovah Rapha. Be the healer
yes.
in the name of Jesus. God,
yes.
I didn't hear all the prayer requests, but Lord, we ask you that you would indeed honor and you hear the prayers of your people, oh God. We ask that you indeed
yes.
answer the prayers of your people in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank
yes.
you, oh God. You said that you are the Lord, our God, and that you bring us out of our trials and you bring us out of our tribulations. And God, we thank you for it. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, God, for moving and having your way in and amongst us, oh God. And Lord, I pray that you touch each and every person that is on the prayer line, each and every person that is listening, oh God. We pray that you would indeed touch and meet every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And God, we would come yes. to give you the glory and to give you the honor for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Danette. Thank
Amen.
You, Pastor Valente.
Yes.
Yes, for that prayer. That prayer. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. We must always pray. Yes, yes, yes. There's so much that we are to be in prayer for and that's going on that we need to lift up in the name of prayer. So thank you, Pastor Valencia, for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Well, tonight I would like to share with you from the text in Matthew, and that's Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to read from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 all the way through verse 14. So just bear with me and the covering of this information. Praise God. It is a familiar text, and it is the model of prayer that Jesus shared with his disciples. And he said, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place. And your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts and our trespasses, as some texts say, as we forgive our debtors and those that trespass against us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the glory and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God of all, Lord, we just lift you up and give you all the praise and honor and glory. I thank you, Lord God, first of all, for your healing power, Lord God, over my own family, Lord God, as we recently battled COVID, Lord God. But thank God, Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, your power reigns supreme. We thank you, Lord God, for the power in the blood of Jesus and your communion, Lord God, that brings forth the healing power throughout our physical bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that no one was hospitalized, Lord God, but that, Lord God, you brought forth the manifestation of your healing, Father God. And we give you all the praise. And I lift up to you those that are suffering right now with various illnesses, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that there is COVID in the air, in the atmosphere. There's the flu in the atmosphere, various illnesses. So, Lord God, I lift up to you those that are suffering with various sicknesses and illnesses, and I declare over their physical body healing right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that your precious shed blood covers each and every one of your children from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God. We lift up to you, Father God, Elder Maddie Green, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We rebuke, Lord God, any sickness away from her body, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the functioning of her circulatory system and her cardiovascular system, that it functions in the perfection God created it to function. We pray that you relieve her, Lord God, of any pain in her chest, any discomfort, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, and that even tonight she will be able to rest and rest peacefully, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up to you, Lord God, Mother Pat, great grandbaby, Lord, right now that was burned, Father God. We pray for his or her immediate healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that, Lord God, you remove and deliver them from pain and discomfort and bring forth healing, Lord God, suddenly, Father, to this baby's body, Father. And thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ covers her grandbaby, her great-grandbaby, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. Do the miraculous, Father, on the part of this baby's healing in Jesus' name, Lord. We lift up to you, Lord God, Prophetess Cecile Cutchins' grandbaby right now. We pray, Lord God, that the fever be regulated back to normal, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that whatever the origin of that fever is, Lord God, that sickness, that it be, Lord God, destroyed and banished out of this baby's body. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Rapha, Father, that you are the God, excuse me, that healeth us, Father. Oh, yes, we give you all the praise, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for Sister Gloria and her family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that, yes, you open doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open on their behalf, Father God. We pray for healing, Lord God, of her granddaughter, Lord God, continual, Lord God, and healing of other family members that battle illness. We pray for deliverance, Lord God, of anything that is not of and like you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are, yes, Lord, you are Jehovah Nisi, Lord God. You are our banner. You are our shield. You fight on our behalf, Lord God. So we declare, Lord God, that you are God over anything, any plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you that we, Lord God, stand on your word. That, Lord God, your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus comes against you and all your tactics, all of your devices, all of your imps in the name of Jesus, that you have no place, no dominion, and no authority in the lives of God's people. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life as we dwell in the house of the Lord and dwell in your presence, Father God. We give you all the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, right now, Father, for that you bring healing to marriages right now, Lord God. That couple that's dealing with difficulty within their marriage, Lord God, we pray that you allow them to reflect back on the day of their marriage and that which brought them together in the first place, that love that drew them together, Lord God. Rekindle the love amongst them, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that what God has brought together, that no man shall put us under, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, yes, as Pastor Danette prayed earlier, and Pastor and Mother Pat, that families will come closer together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will draw families together, that you will, Lord God, allow for love to flow from the hearts of family members one towards another, that you will allow forgiveness to flow from family members one towards another, Lord God, that you will draw them together, Lord God, because we need one another, Heavenly Father, Lord God. No man is an island unto himself, Father. Father God. But we need one another, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, draw families together. Let not the enemy have his way, Lord God. We speak love in households, Heavenly Father. We speak peace over households, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Lord. We pray for financial healing, Lord God, and financial blessings, Lord God. That man or that woman, Lord God, that's dealing with being able to get their bills paid and putting food on the table, that family, that single mom, Lord God, that needs a place for her children to stay, Lord God. Provide it for her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. That single mom that needs food for her children to eat, Father God, provide it for her as only you can, Lord God. Yes, you are the God of that which man says that it's impossible, because there's nothing that's impossible for you, Father. So, Lord God, we thank you as we stand together, Lord God, declaring these prayers in the name of Jesus that it is done. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that Father, that you, Lord God, arrest the mind and thought of every young person, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, the gangs, Lord God, will cease to try and cause harm and hurt towards one another, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, and rebuke the spirit of murder over every city, over every state, Lord God, with Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that gangs be diminished, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, even as the children, Lord God, are out for the holidays and they return back to school, Father God, that you be with them, that you give them the mind of the learning, Heavenly Father. And as they are out of school, Lord God, that they will not be idle-minded, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But that, Lord God, you give them things that will help for them, Lord God, to be structured, Lord God, to do according to your will, Father God, so that the word of God says idleness is the devil's workshop, Father. So we pray, Lord God, for every mother and father, Lord God, that they be able to help to use this time to draw their family and draw their children even closer to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for that man or woman, boy or girl, that's dealing with depression, Father, that's dealing with oppression, Lord God, that's dealing with the loneliness of this season, Heavenly Father, due to maybe loss of loved ones, Lord God, or maybe, Lord God, due to whatever that may be causing, Lord God, these different negative emotions, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you fill their heart with love, Heavenly Father. Fill their minds. Let their minds be at peace, Lord God. Restore joy, Heavenly Father, back to them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just give you praise, Lord. Let this, Lord God, be a season of love, because, Lord God, your son came to this world because you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, that let love flow, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Let it flow like a river, Father, from one person to the next, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we rebuke that, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that the love of many, Lord God, don't let it wax cold, Father God. Let us be able to show kindness and love, Lord God, forgiveness, Lord God, one towards another in the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name, I lift up every caller that's on this line, Lord God. I lift them up and pray, Lord God, that you meet them at whatever point of need that they may have in Jesus' name, Father God. Those prayers that were unmentioned prayers, Lord God, you know all about them, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I just pray, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name, that you touch the hearts of everybody that's on this line, that you meet them at their point of need, Father God, whatever that they may be crying out for in their spirit, Lord God. Meet them at their point of need, Father God. Your word says that, Lord, you answer yea and amen, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you for hearing our prayers. We thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to pray. Because, yes, your word says that prayer, yes, changes everything. Prayer changes things. Prayer, Lord God, is what will move mountains. Prayer is what will put the enemy on the run. Can't even stay in the presence, Lord God, of our prayers to you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this sweet hour of prayer, Lord. We don't take it for granted, for your word says, Lord, where there are those two or more gathered together, standing in agreement on anything according to your will, that it shall be done. Where there are two or more gathered together, even touching and agreeing, Lord God, according to your will, that it shall be done. So we thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers. Yes, Lord, every person that's praying, every petition that's been sent up, Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for you. Thank God for it.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Oh, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. You get honor, glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I want to share the word for you from Ephesians. From Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, 17. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 through 17. Coming from the King James Version. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Thus did the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of him. Amen. One more verse I'd like to share. Amen. One more verse. It's on Psalms 133.
Amen.
Psalms 133. You may have heard this before. Psalms 133, verse 1. King James Version. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell, brothers, to dwell, by the Christ, to dwell together in unity.
Amen.
Oh, what a joy, what a blessing to come together tonight in unity in prayer, in unity of the Spirit, in unity of God, Holy Divine Word. Amen?
Amen.
Lord, we praise you, Lord. We pray, we thank you on tonight, Father, for all the prayers that are going forth and continue to go forth throughout this day, Father, Lord. And this year comes to a close almost. We thank God for your protection, your provision, Father. Thank God for your healing, deliverance, Lord, in our life, our family life, and our loved ones, Father. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing to learn to count all joy what God continues to do in our life, in your life. Amen. Victory today is mine in Christ Jesus. Victory today is yours in Christ Jesus. Healing, deliverance today is yours in Christ Jesus, Lord. We pray and thank God for healing, deliverance in your life, your family life, your loved ones, Father, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Lord, and pray for one another, Lord, in unity of the Spirit, unity of your word, unity of your power, Father, Lord. And we thank God for your people to come together as one to stand the gap on today, Father, for the community, for the one another, Lord, for family, for marriages, Father, for the young people, Lord, for the youth, Father, Lord, for the single man, for the single parent, Father, for one that are together on tonight, Father, Lord. We pray for each and one to broadcast, Lord. Blessing God and heal their mind, body, and spirit from Casimir, Lord. Heal her body, strengthen her, Father, Lord Jesus, Lord.
Yes.
To Gloria, why her, Father, Lord. Bless and heal, strengthen her, Father, Lord, in your word, Father, Lord. Elder Mary Green, Lord, for help and deliverance in her life, Father, Lord. We thank God for her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord, to keep her strong in the things of God, Lord, and bless and protect her, Father, Lord. Thank for mother, Lord. Our mother on tonight, Father, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank God for her, Lord. Keep her strong in the things of God, Lord. Mother Pat, Father, Lord, bless her. Bless her household, Lord. and the sons and daughters and children and grandchildren, Lord, bless and deliver them, Father, Lord. We pray for that prayer. I promise to feel touching, Lord, yes, for her children, her grandchildren, Lord. Bless and heal their body, mind, spirit, Father, Lord. Yes. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you for your word to go forth, Father, Lord. For your word shall not return void. You shall come there with you simply to accomplish, Father, Lord. And we thank you all this day, Lord, for healing my household, Lord, and blessing my wife, my family, my sons and daughter, Lord, on this day, Lord Jesus, Lord. For we shall believe and trust in your word, Lord. We shall stand in your word. We shall walk in your word. We shall live upon your word, Father, Lord. We shall feed upon your word. And all we say and do, Lord, and pray for that family that desires to commit suicide, Lord. Bless them and heal their body, mind, spirit. They got something to live for. Jesus paid the price for them as well, Lord. God's grace is more than sufficient for them in this time. In any time, Father, Lord, we thank God to help to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. We thank God for that man about, oppression, Lord. Pray you deliver him from depression, oppression, yes, Father, Lord. Yes. Deliver him or her from that, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. They got a better life ahead of them, Lord. Yes. They got abundant life in Christ Jesus, Lord. Yes. Yeah, you don't have to go that route, Lord. God got something better for you. He got a better destiny for you, Lord. You learned it. Take and trust in him, have faith in it, and God will bring you through it, Lord Jesus. So we thank God for your word tonight, Father. Break down every stronghold in someone's life on today, Father, Lord. Build them up, strengthen them, Lord, to be stronger than they were before, Father, Lord. Yeah. And we thank you for that, Lord, this day, Lord. Pray for our leaders, Lord, in the church and the body of Christ. Pray for our leaders and the president of this nation, Lord. Pray for our leaders in government, Lord, and mayor of these cities, Lord. Pray for one another, Lord, in these schools, Lord, and the first responders, Father. And your justice system, Lord, pray for them as well, Father, Lord, in Jesus' name. Those that are out there on the trail of the gospel, Lord, in different foreign countries, Lord, pray for Israel for their salvation, Father. Pray for those in Ukraine, Father, in Russia, there, the peace there, Lord Jesus, Lord. Pray for Africa, Lord Jesus, Lord, for their salvation, Father, Lord. Pray for those in the States of America, Lord, and those in outside the state, Lord, every country and continent, Lord, on the face of this earth, Father, Lord, that the salvation of Christ Jesus be extended unto them, Lord, through your grace and to your mercy, Father, Lord. We thank you for it right now, Lord. You are wonderful, almighty God. You are a great God, Father, Lord. Your God, all things are possible, Lord. There's no failure in God, no failure in his word, Father, Lord. And we thank God for your everlasting word, your everlasting truth, Lord, and your faithfulness, always faithful towards us, Lord. Your mercy and your grace always there for us, Father, Lord. Your enduring love always there for us, Lord. Your everlasting love, your everlasting grace, Father, Lord. We praise you on tonight, Father, what you're doing in our life and our family, friends, and loved ones, Father, Lord. We stand the gap for the deliverance, Lord. We stand the gap for the healing. We stand the gap for the strengthening with our weak, Father, no matter what the circumstance, Lord. We know you got it covered, Father, Lord. Yes. And we thank you for it this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to be a blessing, Father, Lord. Each and every household, Lord, from the Brit household to Firehurst, Lord, to the gal, Father, Lord, to the country, Lord. We pray for each and every one of those on tonight, Father, Lord. We pray you thank for the family, Lord, on this day, Lord. Bless you, Lord, from Abraham to Isaac, Lord, from Jacob to Nehemiah, Lord, from Nehemiah to Hezekiah, Lord. We pray and thank you for your word on tonight, Lord, for your people on tonight, Lord. Yes. We pray for the battle of Christ and they come together, unity, Lord. Unity of the Spirit, unity of your word, and unity of your power, Lord. Let your will be done. And all we say and do to give honor and glory to you, Father, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord, cleansing for all our sin, unrighteousness, Lord, Jesus, Lord. That power in the blood, Lord, that power in your word, Father, and that power in your spirit, Father, Lord.
Yes.
And we praise you. We thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you for continuing to give us silence of mind, body, and spirit, Father, Lord. Help us to stand fast in the word of God, Lord. Help us be strong in the things of God, Lord. Where we are weak, we are strong. And your grace is sufficient to keep us to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. And we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Desper. Praise God for that powerful prayer. We want, as we get ready to close the broadcast out, if there is anyone else on the line that has a prayer request that you'd like for us, that you did, we did not pray for, go ahead and press 1 at this time, and we'll certainly get your prayer request in. If there is one on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, this is your opportunity to get to know the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, whose life we celebrated and birthed on yesterday. If you want to know him, what a great and glorious season it would be to give your life to the Lord. It's very simple that all the word Romans 10:9 and 10 just tells us that if you just declare and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. And I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth and that you lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And I just ask you, Lord, to come into my life and take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ. You are now saved. Your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life for eternity. Your eternity is secure. Praise Amen. God. And we give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Well, we have about 4 minutes left in the broadcast. I want to thank Pastor Danette, but Pastor Valencia Jackson tonight for her prayers, along with Mother Pat Gallo, Pastor Jasper, praise God. Have one caller. Your last four digits are 2793, praise God. We see you. Go right ahead, please.
How are you?
Hey there, Alexis. How are you doing tonight, my dear?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
Good,
I just wanted
good.
To pray for my family and that you pray for me so that way God can just help me have a forgiving and a softer heart, please.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that. And we certainly will. As a matter of fact, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God,
yes,
we lift up Alexis to you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Lord God, that as we ask for all that you create in her, a clean heart and renew a right spirit, Lord God,
yes,
within
Lord.
Her, that she has, Lord God, the spirit of forgiveness, Father God. You, Lord, she's already your child, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit of Almighty God dwells within her, that she obeys and heeds to your spirit, Lord God, to be able to forgive, Lord. We pray also, too, for her family, Lord God,
yes, Lord,
that
yes,
as
Father.
You just draw them nigh closer together to you,
yes,
and they will be drawn nigh closer together to one another. We pray for the salvation of every family member, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
every
Father.
One of her family members. And we give you the praise, Lord, as we stand and declare this and decree it in Jesus'
yes,
name
Jesus,
we
Lord.
Pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We also pray for the Manley and the McCree family right now in the
yes,
name
Father,
of
Lord.
Jesus,
Jesus,
Lord,
Father,
as
Lord.
We lift them up in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of
yes,
Jesus. Lord, let's just pray, put on Pastor Jasper's heart
yes,
to lift them up in prayer, Lord, and we pray that your will be done
yes,
continually
Lord.
In their lives, Lord.
Yes,
cover
Father.
Them and meet them at whatever point of need that they may have.
Yes,
in
yes,
Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord, for every prayer that has gone up tonight.
Yes,
and we
Lord,
thank
yes.
you, Lord, that not only have you heard, but you answer our prayer. Because
yes.
you are a great and mighty God and a good, good Father. We just thank you, Lord. Now we pray that you go forth this week and have a mighty and awesome week. In the Lord. We thank you and we give God praise. And
to
God be
all
the glory. We love you.
God bless.
Have a great and wonderful night. Praise God. Good night.
Good night.
No way.
Don't know how, but you did it. Not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in.
that you